WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Biden is back home in Delaware after his D-Day anniversary trip to France. Presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump has been campaigning in Las Vegas. It's his first rally since his conviction.
If we win Nevada, we win the whole thing. We win the whole thing.
A CBS News poll shows Trump and Biden neck and neck in battleground states like Nevada and virtually tied nationally. Immigration, of course, is one of the major issues. While Trump says Biden's recent executive order is meaningless, Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas tells ABC's This Week it's working.
It's early. The signs are positive. Our personnel have done an extraordinary job in implementing a very big shift in how we operate on the southern border.
CBS News has learned the former president will participate in a pre-sentencing conference tomorrow via teleconference. CBS's Katrina Kaufman on what's likely to be discussed.
Discuss someone's family background. They'll look at their criminal history. They'll talk about any health issues they have in terms of general and mental health. Normally, they'll ask them about their job situation. Obviously, we know that Trump is running for president in this case.
That heat dome that's been frying the Southwest is moving east. CBS News Philadelphia meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Once again, excessive heat affecting nearly 20 million people across the desert Southwest. Up to 112 in Arizona. For Vegas and inland California, up to 110. It's all due to this area of high pressure, the heat dome that's driven by the jet stream. That's well to the north. That's to start things off. But by the end of the week, it does shift to the East Coast, giving perhaps some of the hottest temperatures across areas like New York down to D.C. and Baltimore.
Hamas says the death toll is up to 274 after an Israeli attack at a refugee camp that also liberated four hostages. The Israelis say the numbers are significantly lower than that. CBS's Chris Liv said.
Apartment buildings now flattened where Hamas had embedded the hostages among Palestinian families. The Israeli military says about 100 were killed or wounded, including Hamas combatants and civilians, a distinction not drawn by the Hamas-run Ministry of Health, who say the dead and injured number nearly 1,000.
Israel's centrist war cabinet member has quit, saying Prime Minister Netanyahu has mismanaged the war. Benny Gantz said he'd quit unless a deal to return all the hostages was made by now. June is Pride Month. Hundreds of people were marching and thousands more attending the Pikes Peak Parade in Colorado Springs, celebrating the LGBTQ plus community. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Local Music Authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
In the morning when I wake. The Indy 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is a band called Breaking Still, Devil Inside My Mind. Shane Christopher Neal, each and every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here. And that band right there, Breaking Still, good friends of mine from Southern Ontario, Canada, where I'm from. This show right now is being broadcast from Niagara Falls, Canada. And a couple of years ago, I was chatting with the band. They had lost their drummer, and potentially I was going to maybe go and jam with them, see where it would go. But I kind of ran out of time. I do travel a lot, but they have a brand new drummer who's a lot better than I am anyway. So if you want to check them out, Breaking Still again, Devil Inside My Mind. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. My email, ShaneRadioZero@gmail.com. And the Indy 45 show, we're all over the map. We got some heavy rock, we got some hip hop, we got some country. About last night, it's Marshall Day, a little country for you. On the Indy 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
About last night, I don't know what it was. Two good friends might have drank too much. It could have been Coltrane or the storm outside. Girl, there was nothing we could do about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle empty. I didn't want to come in, and if it was a mistake, well, it sure felt right. But I don't remember everything about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle in. Skirts on the table, wine bottle empty, CD still spinning, and I can't find my tie. Sun through the window, sober's the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. About last night, don't know what it was. Two good friends might have drank too much.
One more brain.
right. Lonely Little Kitchen is stuck in place on the Indy 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal on a Sunday night. Got the JDM band on the way. Storm Force, great band from Canada. And Storm Force has a guy by the name of Greg Fraser in the band. He's the lead guitar player. He's the songwriter in the band. He, of course, came from the band Brighton Rock. And if you are from Canada especially, you would know Brighton Rock was pretty big in this country. In America, maybe not so much. But they did have some hits here on radio. And, of course, all over Much Music here in Canada. So Storm Force is on the way. Serena Prine and the Mandevilles. Great tune called Whiskey Town after the Maysides. 1,000 Friends. I don't even have one friend right here on the Indy 45 radio show.
when they're playing. Cause I'm standing at the altar, and I take a look around. I know I shouldn't be here. Oh, there's something about, yeah, there's something about this whiskey.
Do you live in a whiskey town? A lot of whiskey in Wisconsin, I heard. Is that true? Hit me up, shaneradiozero@gmail.com. I'm from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. And trust me, there's plenty of whiskey in this country, this province, and right now into the studio. I mentioned the JDM band. They are on the way. That was Serena Pryne and the Mandevilles. So here's what they do in radio. In real radio, they do segues. So Serena Pryne and the Mandevilles right there. I'm going to play a Storm Force and a song called Breathe. Serena Pryne is also singing with Storm Force on Breathe. Radio 101. Indy 45 radio show on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Buried the crossroads, caught between a new start and
Jay Stone and the JDM Band right here on the Indy 45 radio show. Thanks for hanging out on this Sunday night. You can check out the show 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario. I'm Shane Christopher Neal. You can reach me, shaneradio0@gmail.com. All right, coming up, my good friend Susie Corey. So her and I went to Los Angeles about 7 or 8 years ago. She is a rock country artist, and back when we went to LA, she was more on the rock spectrum, and she opened up for LA Guns out at the Whiskey A Go-Go, and I hosted the event there, which was just a blast to do. And I've known Susie for some time. She does a lot of country now and does a great job of it with a little bit of rock flair to it, and she's got a great song called Pretty Little Things. Susie Corey's on the way this hour. She's going to tell you a story about Pretty Little Things, but right now it's Evan Rotella. Yesterday Is Gone on the Indy 45 radio show.
Grass still green, the sky still blue. An old day someday become new. You keep listening to the same song repeat again. You got the same shit on your head in 95. Some reason it makes you feel alive. But those days were good, but those days ain't here no more. The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. Days keep going on, but yesterday is gone. Keep a locket by your bedroom light, with pictures in it that you like. You sleep alone, you're
don't sleep well anymore. And the news just all repeats itself. The same thing happened to somebody else. But you keep it on to keep you company. The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light tomorrow. Doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on. Yesterday's gone. Sky's still blue. I gotta pick myself up and do something new. These four walls seem to be my only hope. You got the same shit on your head in 75. Born to run and kiss the light. Play those records loud, cause Mark can't turn them down.
Turn that damn music down.
The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you ride like a light tomorrow. Does it seem like it's your friend? The days keep going on. Yesterday is gone.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're more sweet than bitter lately after I left you behind. Well, keep my damn eyes off you. I'll never leave your side. The missing and the wanting, I can't wait to feel your charm. Days till you're back in my arms. Venus, how I missed you. Promised to never let you go. Regrets what I've been feeling lately. I'm glad you're coming home. It was only 6 days we spent together, and the winter's been so cold. When we meet again, I promise, my friend, we're hitting up the road with all the tunes and all. Some noise, but you're the one they all come out to cheer. Venus, how I miss you. Promise to never let you go. Regrets what I've been feeling lately, and I'm glad you're coming home. And all my worries are now gone. How I love you so. Venus, how I missed you. Promise to never let you go.
how I missed you, promised to never let you go. Venus, how I missed you, promised to never let you go. Venus, how I missed you, promised to never let you go.
All right, from London, Ontario, Canada, that is Rose Cora Perry and The Truth Untold, the great Adele song, Rolling in the Deep right there. And I met Rose Cora Perry, I don't know, like 10 years ago. She was doing a showcase out in Fort Erie, Ontario, Canada at Sessions on the River. And it blew my mind how talented she was, not only as a songwriter and a singer, but as a guitar player. You gotta check her out playing guitar. You can check out their website, rosecoraperry.com. And I got to tell you a few things. They have been acclaimed one of the top 10 indie talents across Canada, according to Starbeat, and ranked the long-lasting number one local rock band in their hometown by Reverb Nation. Here's some of their standout tour dates. I don't know how far back this goes, but they played Vans, Warped Tour in Toronto, the Summer NAMM Showcase out in Nashville, Tennessee, the Whiskey A Go-Go at NAMM out in Los Angeles, Three Rivers Regatta out in Pittsburgh, Music Is Art in Buffalo. They played the International Pop Overthrow in Chicago, Illinois. What else we got? The Mesa Music Festival in Phoenix, Twin City Rib Fest in North Carolina, and here where we are in Niagara, headlining act for Day of a Thousand Musicians in Niagara Falls, Ontario. You can check her out, rosecoraperry.com. Tommy Solo is on the way. First, though, here's my good friend Susie Corey from Toronto, Ontario, talking about Pretty Little Things.
Pretty Little Things is very much an autobiographical song in that when I was a kid, I went to my very first concert at 14, saw Guns N' Roses, and decided that that's what I wanted to do with my life. Of course, when I told my parents, they said absolutely not. So for the next 25 plus years, I went into other fields and other careers. And then at a chance meeting on my 40th birthday, well, I wouldn't say really so much a chance meeting. I did actually fly out to LA to meet Axl Rose. And the chance is more that he actually was there when I arrived at his home. So we ended up chatting, taking a photo, and this picture went viral all over the internet. And although that was cool in itself, it also made me realize that any dream that I had or something, you know, as crazy as it might sound, I could actually possibly make it come true. And so I started following my dream of wanting to be a singer, which happened, you know, at the age of 14 at the first concert there. So ever since I started doing that, all these incredible things started to happen. And so I ended up writing the song called Pretty Little Things because it really is true to the fact that when I started following what I believe is my true purpose in this life, all these incredible things started to happen. So I hope you enjoy it. That's Susie Corey, Pretty Little Things, here with Shane Christopher Neal on Indie 45.
Started out a young girl, a little bit shy. Sparkle of hope in my daddy's eyes.
Go.
Ontario, Canada. That is Susie Corey, Pretty Little Things on the Indy 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. And speaking of the Civic Media Radio Network, want to say a quick hello to our friends out in Green Bay, Wisconsin, WGBW 97.9 FM. Also out in Wisconsin Rapids at WFHR 97.5 FM. My name is Shane Christopher Neal. We do this each and every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. You can reach me, ShaneRadioZero at gmail.com. Check out my website as well, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. Going to leave you with this one, my friend Tommy Solo. Drop Your Guns, Indy 45 Radio, right here on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
is all. Love is all you need. Love is all. Love is all you need. Love is all. Love you say. Is give peace so much.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.